in honor of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach. Wanted to just share a quick idea. It's interesting because the holiday starts out. We are leaving Mitzrayim, we leave Egypt, and we celebrate with the Seder night where we talk about our leaving Mitzrayim. But then the end of the holiday is actually celebrating another event, which is the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. And there's a lot about the experience that we had that is really unique and different than what we experienced in leaving Egypt. Meaning here we leave Egypt and we're running. We do it quickly. We're scared. And then the Torah describes for us the event of the Jewish people coming to the ocean, being blocked in as the Egyptians came. And you can imagine here we were slaves for all these years. And our masters are coming after us with their chariots and etc. And then we have this miraculous event of the splitting of the sea. So the question is, why did Hashem set this up to have this happen? Meaning this is clearly scripted. And so much so that when Moshe stops to daven, Hashem says, Matitzaka, like, what are you davening for? It's not the time. It's almost like you know better. This is not the time for that. So this is a scripted event. So what does Kriyas Yamsuf, what does the splitting of the sea, what does this event do for us? And if we think back to the Haggadah, we actually say that whatever happened in our leaving Egypt, whatever, let's say the miracles of the 10 plagues, that was nothing in comparison to what happened at the ocean. So that as the sea splits, so it's five times of a greater miracle. So what happened there? So there are a couple of approaches, probably more than just a couple, but just here are two. One is the idea that as we leave Egypt, to leave slavery, we still have the issue of there are things that are, so to speak, hanging over our heads. And that what happens, first of all the miracles that happened till now are all really things that were focused on the Egyptians. The Egyptians were really just hammered, so to speak, by all these plagues. Now, it's true that as through the plagues, you see that there's differentiation, meaning that the Jews are not affected by the plagues, but it is a focus on the Egyptians, almost like Hashem is coming to express his greatness on the Egyptians. But when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf, when it comes 7 days later, so this already is the first time they have a miracle for us. So it's something that we experience, that Hashem took care of us. He's taking us and he's doing something miraculous directly to us. Number two is that we get to see our masters killed. And so if you have that post-trauma, that now we get to see the oppressor completely destroyed. And so we have two things happening. One, we have Hashem doing a miracle directly to us. And number two, he also is removing from us that the darkness of the masters, the oppressors. We get to see them being destroyed. So we have these two aspects. And so the idea, like it says, for example, that what the most basic commoner saw at Kriyas Yamsuf in terms of the prophetic vision was greater than that of Yechezkel, of Ezekiel the prophet. So that we were able to experience Hashem in a level that was much far greater than the later prophets who were on extremely high level. And we see that from this, that it leads us to song. And so that we have this incredible experience, and our reaction is not to pray, it's to sing, it's to give thanks. It's not, we're not asking, we're full of praise, we have the ability, it opens us up. In a certain sense, there's this opportunity for us to be able to be expansive so that we're no longer slaves. It allows us to become this much more expansive people, and therefore, us, Yashir, we then sing. Part of what happens here also is a future as well, is that us is now, Yashir will sing. And so that there's prophecy here because we're opened up to this incredible experience of being allowed to see Hashem and basically there's the process of being saved and also seeing the oppressor removed allows us, it frees us up to be able to expand and to be able to really experience a far greater vision than we were able to till prior to that. And so that allows us to be able to sing song. And in the process, we also recognize that in the future as well, that the type of miracles that we experience at the splitting of the sea, God willing, will also be able to experience in the future. And that will be a time that will lead to a Beis HaMikdash, to a time when we'll be able to experience Hashem's presence and in the land of Israel, in Yerushalayim, the holy city of HaKodesh. And so it's a very, very unique part of the holiday. It's really, we shift from the Exodus now to a different experience and a more expansive experience, and that Hashem should bless us that as we come to the seventh day of Pesach, that we should all be able to tap into that, to be able to expand our abilities to see things and see the hand of Hashem in our lives, and to be able to then, when we see that, it should lead us to tremendous song and thanksgiving. Wishing everybody a Chag Sameach.